sold the Wynwood sometimes because it makes you subconsciously crave Wynwood a little bit more.
Ready to be filled with Wynwood.
What?
If you're out at the Paso Grill area this weekend, we told you yesterday. We'll tell you again shortly in rap form. Watch out for the smelly sea squirts. Micah, do you know what the squirt is?
I was informed by you yesterday, but inform me again.
The squirt is a term that refers to an accumulation of dead fish that, for lack of a better verb, sucked off the bottom of the sea, ocean, or gulf, or clung to docks. But then because of the turbulent sea, they were scattered. The squirt was sprayed all over the sand of Paso Grill and Madeira Beach.
And to Laura, correct?
Yeah. And they eat their own brain and have a human heart.
And they have two holes. One takes in water and one expels it.
Wow. Intricate.
So
one for squirting.
One for flirting. So because of Hurricane Laura... By the way, I only saw one death. Like, that teenage girl who died when the tree fell on her was the only one I saw. I'm sure there have been more.
I know that the number is way, way low, but I think the last I saw was six.
Okay. I mean, the day before that storm hit, did you think that they'd be able to escape this with only six deaths? I did not.
No. And hopefully that's a sign of... I've been seeing a lot about how this was... Although it felt crazy because the week before we were talking about it potentially hitting Florida and stuff.
Yeah.
3 days out, they say this was one of the more accurate hurricane forecasts that has ever been seen. 3 days out, they got the exact track within like 50 miles. So, I mean, they did a really good job, and I think a lot of people got out. And although it was a very, very strong storm, it wasn't a giant storm like some are. So the hurricane force winds were fairly close to the to the eye. So it wasn't like this huge area hit, but some of the images coming out of there are crazy. Six people is the latest number.
I mean, may those six people rest in paradise, but that is a low number with how forceful this storm looked. They said unsurvivable storm surge, right?
So a teenager, was she outside when the tree fell on her?
I think she was in a trailer home, I believe.
Wow.
I know. That's we say all that to say this. You'll notice on the sand, if you go to Paso Grill, that these squirts, as they refer to them, have washed up on the beach. And as we know, when something bakes in the sun, unless it's an egg or delicious oatmeal raisin cookie, it's going to smell bad. And the pungent, acrid aroma of the smelly sea squirt will permeate your nostrils if you're out there this weekend. So we'd like to warn you against that. And just watch out for the squirt, right, John?
Too many squirt. Make your nose hurt.
True.
Might not pass the smell test.
Also true. 727-579-1025. Sometimes it hurt to squirt. Drew Grab Alive, hello, who are you? Oh, bone bonus, by the way, at 5 o'clock and 2 o'clock every day. 5 o'clock is minutes away. Listen for the keyword, right?
It's very close, yeah. I'm tingling with anticipation.
Bone bonus.
Tingling.
Drew Gobble Live, who are you?
Drew, you are diabolical.
What did I do, Phil Stick? Why am I evil? I'm not.
You are the Simon Bar Sinister of radio.
Oh, well, I prefer to see myself as a riffraff, the underdog's other nemesis, but that's very flattering. Thank you, friend.
You're going to take those poor guys out to that movie tonight, and you're going to make a mockery of it, destroy it, and then on Monday, you're just going to give them the business. You're going to tear them up. You're going to tear them down, all because K-Dog, this stems back to him, dropping that D's nuts in your lap like a freaking hydrogen bomb.
Dude, I did not.
You're taking it out on poor little Micah and Big Slick over there.
Wow,
I hadn't even thought of that.
Wow.
Thank you,
dropping bombs.
Thank you for acknowledging Drew's PTSDs that he's been struggling with pretty bad ever since K-Dog.
You know, when I was a teenager coming over here to Tampa for metal shows, watching Nasty Savage tear it up in front of me, never did I dream that one day a damn member of that legendary metal band would be tearing me to pieces and exposing me for the projecting fool that I am. Yes, David, I just want to watch The Goonies, finally, in a room full of friends. And if you weren't listening earlier in the show, well, we were supposed to watch the Lightning game tonight, but social justice and the standing up for it got in our way. So we respect that. So they the game's tomorrow at noon, right?
Yes.
John? So tonight, Giggle Waters in Safety Harbor was good enough to give us their back room for the game. They're going to let us watch a movie. And I thought, what better situation, venue, and scenario to finally tear down the walls of the years of defiance that I've constructed when it comes to not watching this movie. But you think I'm just lashing out because I'm victimized by K-Dog and his brilliant yet brutal D's Nuts joke.
Micah and John, are y'all buying this?
No. We sniffed this out. I didn't necessarily put K-Dog into the equation, but thank you for opening my eyes, because I knew that he wanted to watch this movie for no other reason than to eventually throw it back in our face and, belittle us and demean us. So now it all is all starting to make sense, Dave. Thanks for being there, man. Thanks for being that voice of reason we need.
Philpstick is booking some more shows, buddy. We got Joinville, Brazil next summer. Ooh. Then we just found out today that we're going to be going to Sao Paulo, which I've been there before. But after that, we're going to we're working on something in Bolivia, and then after that, we fly to Valadies, and then that's the gig that we got lined up so far.
Wait, what was the last place? I've never heard of that before.
It's in Colombia.
What's it called again?
Damn.
Micah, you had a question or a theory for Philpstick?
Well, Dave, to answer your question, I'm not buying this at all. And John, I haven't had the opportunity to talk to you about this. I have a new development. My theory is that Drew is setting us up and he's trolling us right now. And we're going to get there and we're all hyped up on the fact that he's finally going to watch The Goonies. Then we're going to sit down and watch something stupid like Fast Times at Ridgemont High or something.
I
already know what his backup bomb he wants to drop on us.
Probably some Weezer documentary.
Yeah, it's
that hurts, Dave.
It's actually what he's going to drop on us is The Matrix. I already know.
I'm not. That's a great point.
What do you mean you'll leave? He's never seen it.
I'm not watching The Matrix.
Why do you have to be so dismissive of some of Sir Keanu's finest work?
It's not a Matrix kind of night.
Goonies kind of night. I'm not gonna lie.
She's right.
All right. Goonies it is. I won't show Matrix. I won't show stupid daytime treatment. Hey, I'm gonna show The Goonies. Thank you, David. Always great to hear from you. Congrats on booking those gigs.
I'm looking forward to Monday.
We already are too, man. Always great to hear from you, buddy. We love you. Love you. Nasty Savage, everybody. So these people showed up for work at Ruby Tuesdays, and then there wasn't a Ruby Tuesdays anymore for them to work at.
Man, and it's so sad to see the headline Ruby Tuesday, because I've spent more time working for Ruby Tuesday than working for any other company or doing anything else. And I think that they just lost their way sometime where along the line. Like, they could have been better, and I would expect within the next year plus that there will be no more Ruby Tuesday.
Am I wrong in thinking that Ruby Tuesday should have capitalized on their salad bar even more than they already did? Because that was what always got me. I'd be walking in the Florida Mall and I'd go, what am I going to get from what? Oh my God, I could just go to the Ruby Tuesday right here and get a salad bar.
Well, I don't know that they ever tapped into like your health conscious, food looker to say, hey, we've got all of these options. We've got all of these options, ready to go. You can make the greatest salad you've ever had in your life. They never really did that. When I worked for them, they went through this phase where they came in and gutted. They used to have all the stuff on the walls like Applebee's and it was fun and stuff.
Yeah.
They gutted all of them, put up these fancy light fixtures, and then put up like fine art on the walls and started selling steak and lobster and like high end stuff at the time, like 2008, when the economy was crashing, and it sent them into a spiral that they just never recovered from.
What do you think? Your steak and ale?
All they needed to say was pumpernickel croutons and everybody would have bought in.
So. Yeah, that is the thing. The pumpernickel croutons, people don't know enough. They're making fresh, hot pumpernickel croutons.
Did you say pumpernickel croutons?
You're damn right I did, buddy.
Obviously, this is all about money. This hour's Bone Bonus keyword is spa. Text SPA to 70123 before 15 minutes past the top of the hour. And go get your $1,000.
I really thought it was going to be pumpernickel crouton.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
But does an employer, like, what bad can come of it? Other than you just looking bad in articles like this, because if the restaurant is closing down,
right,
it really doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It's not the best case of ethics, but
obviously you'd want to call someone the night before they leave and come in and drive possibly an hour to work. I mean, you were going to lose your gig anyway. Drew Gobble Live, hello.
Hello, is this 101.5?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is 102.5. Are you a child?
No.
What, may I ask your age?
Is this Pacific Counter?
I'm 22.
What year were you born in?
November.
No, I say what year. In what year were you born?
Oh, 1997.
Okay. And that adds up. Kind of adds up. I think we got a real life.
This is a real, you're really 22. Yeah.
What?
Who was president when you graduated high school?
Trump.
That might add up. That was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. What do you want?
Sounds like
what do you like?
They sound like they failed a grade or two, so, you know.
No. I'm telling you, this can be a nice person.
Got held back. Oh, he can be nice and dull. Hello?
I think it's Pacific Counter.
Do you really?
I don't know. She just sounds like somebody that doesn't know anything about the show.
Oh, well, you're calling from the 306. May I ask where that is?
No, we're called 308.
Oh, 308. I'm sorry. The 6 looks like an 8. Sometimes I mistake a 6 for a 9. You ever put those two together?
No.
Me either. So you were you calling for Hot 101.5 in Tampa Bay, Florida?
No. It's
the rock station.
Oh, may I speak to that gentleman in the back, please? He seems to be the brains of the operation.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm sorry, sir. I can just immediately identify who's the brains in the operation, and that's definitely you.
Well, not really. There's about three of us.
What's going on with you guys?
Wait, yeah, where are you?
What do you want? Oh, we're in St. Paul, Nebraska.
St. Paul, Nebraska. Oh, Cornhusker country out there. That's cool.
Oh yeah. We're about 25 minutes north of Grand Island, Nebraska.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's lovely country up there.
That up by their Waffle House over there?
No, the Waffle House is in Grand Island.
Okay. I had to spend my summers there as a youth. Did you mean to call a rock station in Nebraska or in Florida?
Yeah, you're in Nebraska.
Oh,
it's 101.5.
What are they called? Are they like 101.5, the dick? Or are they like, you know, 101.5, the donkey? Or are they like 101.5, the gator?
No, it's just the Rock, 101.5 The Rock, and they have the Bob and Tom show on there every day, too.
Oh, love those guys.
Bob and Tom, legends. Legends.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. What do you have, John? What do you got over there?
Of course, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, too.
Of course you are. That Mahomes. Mahomes, my homie, I like to say. I say that all the time. Mahomes, my homie. Is he your homie?
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah, he is. All right, listen, is there a rock song that you were wanting to hear or just want to chat up a rock station? What was your motivation in getting on the phone today? What's your name? I'm sorry, sir. My name's Drew.
Well, my name's Robert Fitzsimon.
Hey, Robert. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I just wanted some introductions because, we've been talking for a while. And
oh, that's all right.
Yeah. So, okay. So you probably called a rock station, Robert, because you wanted to hear a rock and roll song or a rock and or a roll song. Is there a
right? Yeah. What I'm doing is, okay, years ago, I collected ZZ Top, all the rock, you know, Bad Company, Hawaii Heap and stuff like that. Hmm. Okay. I have not heard this song. And I don't know how many years.
Right.
It's from Uriah Heep. And they played it today about around noon. Mm. And it dawned on me. And I said, I used to have that album. Huh. But now I can't find it.
Oh, dang it. So you wanted to hear it on the radio?
Well, I like to hear it on the radio. And I'd like to find out how I could possibly get that album again.
Ooh, that's a good question. It's weird that you mentioned ZZ Top because we actually have Billy Gibbons in the studio with us this afternoon. We're a rock station down in Tampa Bay, Florida. But as fate would have it, we have Billy Gibbons in the studio with us right now. He's waiting in the green room. John, you want to grab him real quick? Robert, would you like to speak with him?
Oh, sure. Heck yeah.
John, can you just real quick?
Well, I know we had him line up for 5:15. I don't want to bother. He's out there.
I'll do it for this guy. It's
Micah,
his dream.
Go get him.
I'll go get him.
I just.
What?
I mean, he's scheduled for 5:15. He's on his phone. He's He was last I saw. He was burning a heater.
Oh, here he comes.
Yeah, I'm a big ZZ Top fan.
Hey, Billy. I'm sorry, man. I know we were scheduled for 5:15. We got, if you won't believe it, we've got this guy on the line who I believe is from Nebraska, and he actually meant to call a station in Nebraska to request one of your classic songs.
What? I don't know what he's talking about, but what is going on with you, Big Daddy?
Well, I tell you what, I'm a big ZZ Top fan.
Hell yeah.
This is, I can't believe this worked out.
Hell yeah. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. We wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for big fans like you. You just made me want to take my peck out and whack it against the microphone. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm talking about. You'd love it if I did that, too. What questions you got for me, man? You got a good question from over there in Nebraska?
Are you cool? Are you cool, Drew, if we let this guy interview Billy for a minute?
You want to let the guy from Nebraska interview Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top?
What are the chances that we get a guy from Nebraska who wants to talk to Billy when we've got Billy out of the green room?
Thank you, John. Why don't you shut your mouth, Pecker Boy? I'm just going to talk to this guy from Nebraska, okay? You host your own radio show out in the hallway, Gallagher. All right, here we go.
All right, just as a little fun thing, this guy from Nebraska, take it away, pal.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? What was it over here, Robert? How you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Just you go ahead and ask me some questions, and I'm going to shove my hand down in front of my corduroy pants, if you don't mind.
Sure, okay. Just go ahead and put some Tres Hombres on.
Oh, you want to hear Tres Hombres? I would love for you to, you know, ask me a question or two about ZZ Top if you're such a big fan. Did you ever notice that the guy with the name Beard doesn't have a beard? Isn't that weird?
What? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, the drummer's name is Beard, and he ain't got no beard, man. I think that's weird. Don't you think that's weird?
Well, kind of, in a way.
I'd like to sing a song for you, if you don't mind. One of my favorites that'll make the top of your pee-pee glisten, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I know you like that, right? Yeah. You like that for sure.
How's that sound in your ear, Billy? Are you good with the sound? Are you good with the levels? Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know we were going to have you performing live. Does that sound good to you?
Well, just let me hear the guitar first, if you don't mind, and I'll get to singing for my man here, if you don't
mind. Oh, man, this is wild. Oh.
Hello, Robert. This one's for you, all right?
Live in studio, Billy Gibbons.
Rumors spread around in a terrible town. About the shag outside brains. You know what I'm talking about? Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on range. They got the last girls there. Wait a second now. Wait a second now, Robert. Have mercy. Robert, I'll give you a little bit of... I said a how, Robert. I said how. What I hear is fine. We could drink some wine, Robert, and get real homo flexible. And I hear it's tight, Robert. You take it every night. Yeah. But now I might be mistaken. Hammer's a Robert. What you think about that, Robert? You like that little ditty I sung for you?
Oh, heck yeah. That's all right.
That's all right. That's all right. That's a good way to spend a Friday. Am I talking about right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Robert, let me just ask you one question before we go. I got a question for you. I'm going to flip this. So it's from my man, Kevin Lawton. St. Paul, Nebraska, you got about, what, like 3,000 people up in that town?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, I see it's 98% white. And my man, Kevin Lawton, would just love to know, have you ever met a brown person before?
Oh, yeah, I even have a few friends are brown.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Well, that's as open-minded as it gets. I love America, and I love you. Have yourself a great night. I'll get myself some corn holders, and I'll stick them in my nipples.
Oh, that sounds okay.
All right. Thank you, Robert. You take care now.
Okay, you too.
All right, all the quesadilla on the house. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll have some corn stickers and stick them in my nipples.
Oh, man. I think that guy really thought he was talking to Billy Gibbons.
He just made his life. That's good. Awesome. Right. Well, kind of. Like, also.
We enjoyed it, you know?
You know.
Take it easy, Billy. Bye. Thanks for coming by. We're going to come right back with It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Ooh. This is one of those stories that I read on Daily Mail where I was like, this can't be real. It's about staying with someone who cheated on you, but then on your honeymoon, you sleep in bunk beds. There's an element of this that might be okay to some, and that's next on Drew Garabo Live.
It's Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.